Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You may know that May 1st is traditionally celebrated as Labor Day in practically every country of the world except the United States, Canada, and South Africa. But did you know that America specifically declared May 1st a, quote, loyalty day, unquote, in an effort to offset Labor Day celebrations elsewhere? According to the Veterans of Foreign Wars website, Loyalty Day was first observed in 1921 as, quote, Americanization Day, and it was intended to counterbalance the international celebration of May 1st, which was perceived as being rather socialist because of its marking of labor rights and, in particular, the Haymarket Riot for an 8-hour workday in Chicago. The push for a Loyalty Day began as a committee to organize a so-called Americanization Day way back in June 10th of 1915. According to the New York Times, members of a, quote, Nationalization Americanization Day Committee, unquote, were formed with headquarters at 95 Madison Avenue in the home of a certain Mrs. Cornelius Vanderbilt, one of the wealthiest plutocrats of all time. Americanization Day was designed to, quote, promote general education in citizenship and civic affairs throughout the country. The commemoration of the day evolved into Loyalty Day, which was made an official holiday by the United States Congress on July 18, 1958, during the height of the Red Scare. Following the passage of this law, President Dwight D. Eisenhower proclaimed May 1, 1959, the first official observance of Loyalty Day. No mention of whether the proponents of Americanization Day or Loyalty Day favored an 8-hour workday or not, but we suspect that Cornelius Vanderbilt, whose fortune rested squarely on the shoulders of workers of almost any age and nationality, toiling along his railroad lines 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, may not have found the idea especially compelling. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.